Good evening. If you please turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. We're just going to read one verse, verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Let's pray. Father, just so thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that I can stand here, Lord, and preach your word. And I just pray, Father, that you remove me yourself, Lord. And I just pray, Father, that you hide me behind your cross, Lord, and may all that I say and do at this time, Lord, bring glory and honor to your name. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Do you focus on the past? Are you somebody that focuses on the past? Maybe past failures or even past achievements. What's got your focus in life? Many Christians today live in bondage to the things that were done in the past. In our minds, we're imprisoned by the things that were said and done. Mistakes and wrong choices were made. Maybe someone's let you down or hurt you. We lose focus when we look back and focus on the past events or certain situations in our life. We lose focus and our walk with Jesus Christ seems to go nowhere. And when we focus on past hurts and failures, as we've all experienced in our lives, we become bitter if we focus on them, and which affects us both spiritually and physically. We have a world full of people that live with the guilt of past sin in their lives. I want to encourage you tonight not to look back. And here we see the Apostle Paul saying in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." So tonight I just want to discuss the dangers of looking back and why we as Christians should forget those things which are behind. And if you turn to Ezra, please, chapter 3. Look at the first danger. Looking back, we miss out on the blessing God has for us today. In Ezra chapter 3, please. Ezra chapter 3, we'll be reading from 11 to 13. "And they sang together by course in praises and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers, who were ancient men, that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off." And here we see, in verse 11, the foundation of the Lord was laid. Of the temple of the Lord was laid. And in verse 12, we see the ancient men that had seen the first house. And this is referring to the Solomon's temple, which was first built. And these ancient men, which were mature men, ones that have, that first of all, they've seen the foundation of the temple laid now, but they look back at the glory of Solomon's temple and then they realize, oh, this is nothing compared to what's happening now. So they're focused, they've looked back and they've missed out on the blessing God had for them today, that day. And the thing is, the blessing was huge. First of all, we see that God was continually blessing Israel with working, because in Ezra chapter 1 verses 1 and 2, it says,
The Bible reads that he stirred up the spirit of Cyrus the king. This was a heathen king who didn't even believe in the God of Israel. And he stirred up his heart to go back to send the nation Israel out of captivity, to go back to Judah to build the house of God. And these ancient men, these mature men, they missed out on the blessing God had for them that day. Yes, the temple wasn't like Solomon's, but Solomon had all the resources. And the thing is, only the foundation was laid. The temple wasn't even complete this time. And these were mature men, they were comparing. They looked back and they missed out on the blessing God had for them. If we keep looking back and say how great the good old days are, what message are we sending to the next generation? We're looking back and we're saying, oh, back in the day, people used to get the revivals and people used to get saved. And do you know what? Praise God for that. But back in the day, do you know what? People knew that there was a God that created this world. The people were accepting of God. But today, if we're going to constantly look back and say, oh, the good old days, how good were they? What, the next generation is going to say, oh, what's happening? But my Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that spoke the world into existence, the same God that blessed the nation of Israel and parted the Red Sea, the same God that healed the sick, made the blind to see, who hung on the cross and died for the sins of all mankind, that's the same God that we serve today. And we need to stand up and we need to tell our children and the next generation that this is the God that we serve. And we need to stop looking back and we need to focus on the blessings that God has for us today. In Proverbs 4:25, you don't have to turn there, it says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. If you turn to Genesis 19:16, please. In Proverbs 4:25, it says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyes look straight before thee. Another danger of looking back that I want to discuss, looking back distracts us from moving forward for God. In Genesis 19:16, we'll start reading. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, in Genesis 19:17, and it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And we'll just go to verse 24, please. Then the Lord rained unto Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And here we see that God was blessing Lot and giving him another chance. And he was giving his... Here we see that Lot and his wife and his two girls, his daughters, were escaping from the judgment of God upon Sodom. And here we see Lot's wife, she looks back to the pleasures and the things in her life that she was leaving behind. And I want to ask you, what's in your past that distracts you from moving forward for God? And today it's sad because we've got many Christians or even non-Christians that just live in the past and live with the guilt of their lives. And at the end of the day, we need to tell them that nothing is more pleasing than serving the Lord and knowing Christ as Savior. What's in your past that distracts you from moving forward for God? Please turn to Exodus 16:2-3, please. Sorry, we're just going all over the place today. The nation Israel were good at looking back at the past. And here we see in Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 and 3, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Looking back distracts us from moving forward for God. And the thing is, with the nation Israel, they also missed out on the blessing God had for them as well. Because they couldn't see that God got them, sent all the plagues. He was the God of the Passover and the death of the firstborn. And even leaving Israel, he brought them out of Israel and crossing the Red Sea. They forgot that. So you know what? When the trials got hard and the testings got hard there in the wilderness, they said, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." And it's funny because we're like, we can say, oh, how could they? After seeing the blessings of God, how could they say this? Open your eyes. But we're quick to point the finger, but when we go through trials and testings in our lives, what do? We look back at the pleasures that and the good times, you know, like the easy life back then, when we weren't getting laughed at because of what we believed, because we didn't have any beliefs. Or looking back at, oh, maybe we're financially better back then, but you know what? God planned for us to be like this today. He has a plan and He's in control. And if we constantly look back, we're gonna just lose focus, firstly, and secondly, it distracts us from moving forward for God. We need to stop looking back so we can move forward for God. And a great example of that is Peter the Apostle. He denied Christ. He could have chosen to look back and dwell on the mess up in his life. But instead, if you were in that situation, what would you do? Like, oh, I've messed up, totally. I want to find a hole and crawl into it and never come out again. You know? But he chose to forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. And you know what? God used him to win about 3,000 souls there on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Looking back distracts us from moving forward for God. Forgetting is a choice. You choose to dwell on the past, or you can choose to reach forth unto those things which are ahead. Looking back, another danger of looking back, we lose our focus. And if we go to Acts chapter 14, verse 1, please. So we've looked at the dangers of looking back, and first we miss out on the blessing God has for us today, and looking back distracts us from moving forward for God. And thirdly, looking back we lose our focus. In Acts chapter 14, we'll just read verse 1, and then we'll jump over to verse 19. "And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. And there," in verse 19, "and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch in Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And here we see Paul in Acts chapter 14. He entered the city of Iconium and the people believed. And then we see that if you read in between, there's Paul heals the lame man in And then they mistaken Peter and Barnabas for gods, so they were going to go worship him. And then Paul said, "Well, we're men like you." And then they stoned Paul. And the thing is, after they stoned Paul, in verse 20, he said, the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and in 21, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. So just imagine this, Paul got stoned, right? They drag him out of the city. The next day, Paul gets up, continues, doesn't lose focus, doesn't... Something just terrible and wrong happened to me, but he got up, he preached the word. Amen. Then what did he do? I have to read this a few times. He returned back, and he didn't lose focus. The fact is, and why did he return? In verse 22, to confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them. He wants to encourage them. So he wants to see how many disciples were there, how many converts were in the city, and he wanted to encourage them to continue in faith, and he wants to tell them that there's tribulation and trials, but you know what, don't give up. And this is Paul, and no wonder God inspired him to write down these words of Philippians 3:13. I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And it's funny because we can look back, but Christian, don't lose your focus. We can look back at just the turn of events in our government this year. It's so discouraging. But if we're going to continuously look back, we're going to miss out on what's behind us. And once we miss out on that, that's our focus. This is the direction we're going. And if we're going to constantly look back, we're going to lose focus and we're going to lose our direction. And that's the thing. We're going to miss out on the blessing God has for us today. And it's going to distract us from moving forward for God. Looking back, we'll lose our focus. Satan knows what card to play to get us to look back and to get us to lose focus. He knows. He just shakes the card, as Brother Anger once said. He just plays the card, and the visual is just in my head. He's just doing this. But he does. And all of a sudden, we look back and we've lost focus. If we as Christians don't get over the past and look onto Jesus, what hope does the lost around us have? They need to see the hope that is within us as children of God. Today, if we stop and look around, there's so much wickedness around us, we find ourselves in the middle of a battlefield. There's people dying all around us, and there's so much hurt, so much anger, so much distress, and there's cries for help. And there's a loud voice screaming out, hope, hope. And this is why we can't lose focus, Christians, because we are that voice. In our community, we are that voice in our neighborhood, we are that voice in our workplace, we are that voice in church crying out, hope. There's hope found in Jesus Christ. There's so many people crying out for help, and look for them, Christian. Look for them in our churches, in our homes, in our lives, that God placed in our lives so that we can lead them to the Savior. We need to tell them of the love of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, but God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the thing is,
if Jesus, God, could just hang there on the cross and take the beatings, the bashings, the people spitting on him, the crown of thorns, if he could take the nails through his hands, if he could take all that, I think we can just stay focused a little bit. And if we're hurt, if somebody hurts us, I think we can forgive. One person once told me, he who's forgiven can forgive. And Jesus did forgive us, so we can forgive. And that's the thing. Most of us, we're entrapped by things in our past, the guilt, or even things that people have said to us. And they could be the most pettiest thing, and maybe they're not. Like, maybe they're big things. But don't lose focus, Christian. We're on a mission. We're just here for, we don't have a permanent visa yet, you know, just like here for a few years and we're going home. And we've got that hope that one day we'll all be in heaven at home. So let me encourage you not to lose focus. And in Hebrews 12:2, it's looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who from the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What we need to do is start forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. If it's unconfessed sin holding you back, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And maybe something you did or said, maybe it's a care or a regret that's making you look back. 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. One thing, last year's MBF there in Perth? Yeah. Pastor Evans said, if there's one thing that he would ever want to be said, quoted, like, if there's one thing that he wanted to be known for quoting, it would be this. His wording is so much better than mine. I can't change yesterday, but I can mold tomorrow. And that's Pastor Evans. I can't change yesterday, but I can mold tomorrow. And Christian, yesterday is done. We can't do anything about yesterday. But today we can make a difference. And you know, praise God that sometimes we look around and there are trials and testings, but you know what? God placed us in this community for a purpose and for a reason. And he's placed us in a day which our government isn't all right. And there's so much wickedness around us. But sometimes we need to see that, to see that there's something more important. And sometimes we need to go through these things so that we can cry out hope. We are the hope. We have the answer in Jesus Christ. And people pay millions of dollars and thousands of dollars to go to conferences that when someone, motivation speaker, gets up there and says, I've got the answer, or I've got the secret to life. And even the cults, they're so passionate about what they believe in, and then there's us. We have the answer in the Word of God, and we have the answer in Jesus Christ. And we're so busy and caught up in our world, in our lives, and in our little issues, that we forget the main focus. So looking back, Christian, we miss out on the blessing God has for us today. Looking back, it distracts us from moving forward for God, and looking back, we lose our focus. So let me ask you, are you one that focuses on the past?